I have to apologize. I'm going to have to leave right after the shmooze because I'm in the middle of a Sheva Brochus in my home. I had to excuse myself. I told them I'm addicted to my yeshiva. I suffer from separation anxiety. So I came back in the middle of the shmooze. If anyone wants to join us for dessert, I can't promise you food, but there's probably a lot of food and you could probably get a little bit. The Sheva Brochus is on the porch, but the dining room is probably available if you want to come and be mesameach, the chasen kalos, some zmiras. And we can't do peleyotz. It's the Wolf Weiss family. Know when you know. Probably you could come, and I have to apologize to the peleyotz chabur that won't be able to do peleyotz tonight, because I'm really going to have to tend to the simcha when I get back. So here we are. Let's get going. Tachlis, we're starting already the second perek. I believe that's where we're up to. Anyone have anything that's correct? Excellent. In the new printing, it is on page Lamed Gimel. Reishis Istaglus HaTalmud. This is the beginning of the Istaglus, is the revelation, revealing, bringing out of the Talmud. Es Da'agoscha, your concern. Da'agoscha, your concern. Imcha anudayakim. No, as we're talking about over here, about a person, and we're telling him, stop thinking small, start thinking big. Because you're the future of Klal Yisrael. The future of Klal Yisrael is right here in this room right now. The person realizes that, so then he's got to start thinking big. Now, thinking big can create daiga, worry. Es da'agoscha imcha anudayakim. If you're worried, so then we're worried with you. Ve'es ma'asoacha ha'godol mimcha. Imcha anu lemasa. And there's a very large burden that you're going to have to carry, and it's bigger than you. It's gadol mimcha, imcha anu lemasa. We're in it with you. We're going to do it with you. Zetachlis devareinu b'kuntras zeh. That is the purpose of this kuntras, is to create a team. Now, who's the coach? Who's the manager? Who's the owner? Whatever you want to call him. Who's the one who's calling the shots? It's the person himself. It's you. But you got a team. The person can't do it all on his own. Im chanu lemasav is a tachlis devareinu kuntrase. Im ach tishma v'tirtse. Two things. You have to just listen, and you have to want. If you just listen and want, what's going to happen? Ishius gedoyla tala mimcha. You will become a big person. You will become someone special, someone out of the ordinary, someone unique, someone big. The wellsprings of your Torah will sprout forth. And your light, it will burst forth right and left. That you could not have imagined. And we spoke about so many stories upon stories about people that no one even imagined they would become what they became. You just need two things. You have to listen and you have to want. Because there's already a procedure. There's a way that this works. There's a method. We've got the method. Now, you got to want the method. A person has to want to say, I want to be big. Some people want to be small. Some people like being small. Some people don't want to have, big people is big responsibility. Some people are like, I'm not interested in responsibility. Just leave me alone. The smaller you are, the less we expect of you. Children can walk around, without any clothes, and no one's no one expects anything more of a child. What do you expect of a child? But the older you are, the more they expect of you. So a person has to first want. Just to want to be big. Just to want to make a difference. He wants to want to contribute. And he has to listen. Al teyotzev bochor Yisrael. He says, look, it's very important not to get... Teyotzev is depressed. Very important not to get depressed. And don't let your heart fall inside of you because it's just so much responsibility. Depression is terrible. And it's something that it's mekalkel, it ruins a person's thinking, it ruins a person's heart. When you're depressed, you can't be happy. I think it was Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, I'm not sure. But someone said, what's the opposite of being happy? People say, being sad. I said, no. Because when you're sad, you could be happy about something else. I'm sad about this and happy about that. When you're depressed, you can't be happy about anything. Depression is the opposite of being happy, because it doesn't allow you to be happy. Your heart doesn't feel what it's supposed to feel. And your mind doesn't think. A person's depressed. They have all these dark thoughts. So it's mekalkel samoyach v'salev, af mevil l'dei esrachlus. And also what happens when a person's depressed, doesn't end up doing anything. Because it's lazy, but it ends up like, I don't, you know, it doesn't end up producing. Rakasei zois, this is what you should do it for. Hisgaber baboiker lokumi mitoscha. Person should be misgaber to get up in the morning with strength like a lion. V'chashoy v'stamtzis dvarenu ad koi eilacha. Think about what we just spoke about. That, do you want to make a difference in this world? Do you want to contribute? You have opportunities. The world is waiting for you. The world is waiting for you. So what are you going to do? Are you going to roll over? You have achrayas. You have responsibility. You know, a person can't just do that. If there's people relying on him, you can't just, you know, you can't just stay there and do nothing. V'tidag, and be worried. Avol rak daigo v'loy atzvus. You should have daigo, which is worry, and not atzvus, which is depression. And there the Rebbe makes a very fine line to differentiate between the two of them. Ha'atzvus shoyre b'misha ibed es kol hoino l'mashal. He's going to explain. What's atzvus? Depression. Someone that lost everything he has. Right? He had a lot of money, a lot of wealth. He lost everything. Misyayesh hu ve'atzef. He gave up. Depression is when a person gives up. It's misyayesh hu ve'atzef. He gives up and he gets depressed. The hadaiga, daiga's concern, b'mishayodeya, shebemokum ze omok badama oitzer nimtza. Let's say a person knows somewhere in his backyard there is a huge treasure full of lots and lots of money, but he doesn't know where. So what's he going to do? He's going to dig up his entire backyard. He's going to have to look over here and look over there. He's going to have to try to find it. He's worried. I got to find this. That's daigo. He has a lot of work to do. Lachfor kol kach badom. He's got to dig, and he knows he's got a lot of work ahead of him. But he didn't give up, so he's not depressed. He's worried. The more worried you are, the harder you're going to work. Because okay, we got to do this. Let's go. Let's do this. I want to make sure this happens. He'll be happy and he'll keep working until he finds it. So Rabbi Yisai, atzvus is yiyush. Yiyush. Yiyush is a terrible, terrible thing. Rabbi Nachman says, ancient yiyush ba'olam klal. A person should never be miyayish, because yiyush brings to depression, and depression is the worst thing possible. Because you get depressed and you just totally shut down. Person has to, okay, worry is good. People make a mistake. They think that if you're breastless, that means all of a sudden, you're like, you know, nothing affects you. You're just like, it doesn't go that way. It's not at all what it is. If you read the writings of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, you'll see that Rabbi Nachman speaks about tremendous, tremendous responsibility people have. He speaks about Yirsha Mayim, Yirsha Oynes, Yirsha Chet, all that stuff. But Atzvus, a person should, don't ever give up. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. Never give up. That's what we're saying over here. Atzvus is yiyush. Yiyush is I gave up. It's not happening. I can't do it. It's not possible. Daiga is I can do it, but I know it's so hard. How am I going to do it? How? I know I can do it, but it's a lot of work. I better get started. Now, the Rebbe says a person should have this outlook when he wakes up in the morning. I'd like to just like make another, perhaps small hoisafa footnote on the sefer is, a person should have this when he goes to sleep at night. I don't think there was FOMO back in the day, so that's why it wasn't necessary. Because back in the day, people went to sleep when they wanted to go to sleep. But nowadays, people just don't go to sleep at normal times. Now, do you have something to do tomorrow? Like, So we're up now. And, you know, you could plug in the numbers, whatever, like, is appropriate for you. But it's 12 o'clock at night, okay? And you're up. What are you doing that's important right now that you have to be here? How important is this conversation really that I have to be like, or is this game, or is this whatever you're doing right now? It's going to ruin your day tomorrow. You have something to do tomorrow. So people wake up in the morning and say, oh, Rebbe, I have a headache. I'm like, no, duh, you have a headache because you didn't go to sleep last night like a normal human being. And they said, well, last night I went to sleep at 11:30. I said, and two nights ago and the night before that, So your body crashed. So you're like, Rebbe, it doesn't help. I went to sleep at 11:30. Of course it doesn't help because you're abusing your body. A person needs 2 weeks to sleep consistently with the same sleep pattern in order to get back on track. 2 weeks, science. Person says, I tried last night, it doesn't work. That's not called trying. Person realizes you have something to accomplish. How could you not show up to davening? It doesn't compute. How could you not daven bisman? How could you not daven with yeshiva? It doesn't make any sense. We have nothing else in our lives to do other than serve Hashem. We have no responsibilities. So if we realize this is our only responsibility, is Zman Kriyashma, Zman Tvila. How could we not do it? It's total insanity. But if a person doesn't realize, because he's not thinking, Klal Yisrael is waiting for your tefillas. Klal Yisrael needs your tefillas. If a person realizes that, he's like, okay, I got to make sure this works. And that's what a person has to think about. Remind yourself that you're the future of Klal Yisrael. You have it inside of you. And everyone's waiting. All the malachim are waiting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's waiting. Let's go, come on, let's do it. And there he is, just like rolling over again in bed. And like, where are you? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know. You realize that. It's like, wow, that's like, it's a lot of pressure. You're right. And you should be concerned about that, but not depressed.
Think about the tremendous responsibility you have and be worried, concerned.
And when you have that daigo, then you should make Birchas HaTorah. How many people have told me, you know, I'm learning, I'm not enjoying it, it's not for me, blah, blah, blah. Did they ever like make Birchas HaTorah? Where it's supposed to be. We come late to davening, so we're rushing through everything, assuming that we're saying we're skipping through a lot and rushing through, and then person's supposed to say Birchas HaTorah, and he's supposed to stand when he says Birchas HaTorah, and he's supposed to be concentrated and focused. And now's your chance. During Birchas HaTorah is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down your special schus mazel you're going to have, that chokhmah you're going to get for the day. During Birchas HaTorah. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says, listen to this, it's in print. Anyone that says it will matzliach in learning that day and they did not have kavana during Birchas HaTorah is a shakrin. Sheker! Impossible! No way! Torah is not something that our minds can possibly comprehend without help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can't be! This person's saying he's doing it. He's not doing it. And if a person's not making Birchas HaTorah, so what does he want from himself? So you started off already, you know, and there's no way you're going to make it. So let's start off in the morning, understanding that we want to do this, and this is important, and make Birchas HaTorah, may oimek lipcha tispalal al Hashem, from the depths of your heart, daven to Hashem, v'hariv no Hashem elokeinu esdivrei sarascha befinu, eibishte, tate, make it zis, make it sweet, v'hariv no is sweetness, I want to taste the sweetness of Torah. The harav no Hashem Elokeinu. Make this Torah sweet. I know it could happen. It happens. Ki be'emes arevo masuka hi Torah. Torah is sweet. Hoshieni shegam ani argish es noy mesikus. Help me that I should also taste this. I also want to taste it. I also want that. I want to enjoy. There's a fascinating person. Because Baruch Hu gave us some unbelievable people in our generation. His name is Uri Zohar. Uri Zohar was a neighbor of Reb Shalom Erlinger. We got to meet Uri Zohar many, many times. And he spoke sometimes for the yeshiva. He's a fascinating person. He was a very, very talented person in entertainment. Entertainment, I mean, he was a writer. He was an actor. He was a talk show host. He was a director. He was mamish, everything. Uri Zohar did everything. And he was the epitome of like the Tel Aviv, like intelligentsia, or sophisticated, right? He wrote. And Uri Zohar became not just a front person, not just a front person, but he used all of his money to buy back the rights on all of his movies so that no one should ever watch his movies because they were pressed. Now he's so poor that I heard from, he sleeps on the floor. Okay, he has no money. He doesn't take any money, there's no fame, he doesn't go speaking yeshivas, none of that stuff. Man is... So Uri Zohar was struggling. What happened was he met this Hasidish guy, and he started like making fun of the Hasidish, like, you ridiculous cavemen, you know, look crazy and everything. And the guy said something, and Uri Zohar, of course, wiped the floor with him because he's much more polished. But Lemaisa, he started thinking about what the guy said, and it really started bothering him, to the point where it bothered him so much that he changed his entire life and he became from. But he's going through the struggle right now. He's living there. You know, the lap of luxury. He's got his beachfront home. He's got all his parties. He's got everything. And he's like, now I got to go give all this up for Judaism. So he said, Eibishter. He said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want you to give me all that enjoyment that I had. I want you to give it to me in the Gemara. I want you to give it to me in the Gemara. Because I can't give it up. I need it. I need it in the Gemara. And he said, I got it. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to me. I'm happier now than I ever was. Kach yidarko shel Torah. Ala aretz tisha. The Mishnah says, derech of Torah, sleep on the floor. I don't need anything but Torah. That's all I need. That's all the Zohar needs. That's all he needs. Could you imagine? Could you imagine having so much simchas haTorah? It's there. But we have to want it. We have to daven for it. Kodesh Baruch Hu, harav lo, make the Torah zis. Make me feel like I'm the luckiest person in the world that I'm able to come to yeshiva and learn. It's there. David HaMelech had so much. Lulei soyroscha sh'ashuai. Ozavadati, my sh'ashuai, my pleasure in this world is Torah. Melech, huge palaces and castles and citadels he had, David. He had all that stuff. And nothing didn't mean anything to him. Meant nothing. Lulei soyroscha sh'ashuai. Your Torah, this is my delight. I love this Torah. Could you imagine having that? We could. We have to daven for it. Because it's not going to happen if we don't daven for it. Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me this sweetness. V'niyeh anachnu kulonu yoidei shmecha. I want to know your name. I want to be able to relate to you through the Torah. V'loim deis orasecha l'shma. I want to learn the Torah l'shma. Racheim no alai. Hashem, have mercy on me. Ribbono shel olam. She'ezka lalois el asharoi nar Yisrael lalois. I want to get there. I want to get there. It's very hard. It's hard to do it if you're not enjoying it. We do. We push. But we want to enjoy it. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you don't daven, you don't reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to happen. Hashem, give it to me. Lilmod es teresko l'shma v'ladas Hashem v'Hashem shi'a madrega hachi gdoilo v'oishu hachi toib ben v'alam hazeh v'alam haba. It's the highest you can get is learn Torah l'shma. It's the highest you can get. Meyata betach b'Hashem. My faith in Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sheshama es tefilascha. You have to believe Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to your tefilas. It's a very important thing. Basically, we tend to think like, I don't know how to daven, so what's my davening worth? It's very important for a person to realize that he can daven. Just yesterday, I think it was, Bracha came over to me and he wanted to tell me, he said, I want to tell you something. You know, there was a, we went to the Pele Yoyetz, and I davened for one of my cousins. He hadn't gone out for many, many months. He just got engaged the other night. He said, that's the cousin. That's the one I davened for in Pele Yoyetz. Kodesh Baruch Hu listens. For sure, you know, you go to a tzaddik and you have special, you know, this special skula there. But Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillas. It's our tefillas. And every time a person goes through a situation, he has to believe Kodesh Baruch Hu is listening. I'm not saying the answer is an instant yes. Right, we are not in charge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, you know, when he doles out the Yeshua, like it has to be tomorrow. Someone will be like, well, why did Hashem answer? Well, who said he has to go based on, you know, your timetable? Like, it has to happen by, like, it doesn't work that way. When it happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it'll happen. When it happens,
Kosh Baruch is listening to those tefillas. You have to believe Hashem is hearing your tefillas.
He's going to add for you more rotzon, more desire for Torah, uchukas hanefesh, and a yearning in your soul, al noyam Torah elyam,
to the sweetness of the purity of the divine purity, al kedushas avicha shebashamayim,
et HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holiness.
Tismach v'tischazek ba'avodoscha. Happy. Strengthen yourself in his avodah, avodah kodesh, ubechol ayoyim gamas adaygan eskeres leel tarchik milibcha. And then, slowly, the daiga starts going away. You know why? Because I'm getting there. It's happening. Yeah, it's happening. I'm getting there. So you have less to be worried about. You also have to remember every day, keep your eye on the prize. You got to remember what you're going for. You got to remember your goals. But once you already set yourself up and you're ready, like doing it, so then remind yourself, you don't have to anymore have that like worry on your head. You're going already. You're on a path. Just got to remind yourself where you're going, or else you're going to end up going to the wrong place. You shouldn't end up turning one left the other way. You have to remind yourself what your goal, what you have to complete, in order that you shouldn't end up getting lost. Lemad Torah, v'hispalel b'simcha. What a tremendous, tremendous thing. Learning b'simcha. Davening b'simcha. Rabbeisai, the Arizal, it's like not shayach what the Arizal was able to be masig. Who became? It's like unbelievable. Out of nowhere, the Arizal, it's like it's such an aberration, such a blip, such a craziness. Where did this Arizal come from? Where did he come from? You know what he said? I got everything I got because I was enjoying my Avodas Hashem. Because I enjoyed learning. Because I enjoyed davening. The Arizal, what he became. It's not normal. All through Simcha. Person wants. You gotta teach yourself to enjoy this. You gotta learn to just have a good time. Have a good time. Lomad Torah Espal B'Simcha Asher Zachisa Lios Nar Yisrael Karav L'Hashem. You're Zoicha to be here. You are Zoicha to be one of the people, Kodesh Baruch Hu's people. In the base medrash, for Hashem's people. Now listen to this carefully. He says you have to be medayik with your head and your and all your strength in the Torah. Tamik v'taskil, go deeper and understand. A lot of people are learning. They're like, yeah, whatever. What does that mean? It's not really so important anyway. I just want to finish the page. I just want to make a siyum so we can have a party, barbecue, geschmack. You know, is that that's what you're doing? This is not important. This is not special. You can go over and say, I don't care if I didn't get that piece. Tadayik b'kol koychecha u'moychecha b'toyroscha. Tamik v'taskil. Kidana shemisha mirames atzmei b'toyro. A person that fools himself in Toyro. Ve'enu medayik lovin is called davar al burio. Doesn't try to make sure to understand everything exactly. U'befrat mishachoyshe machshov asacheris b'shash aloymen. And befrat someone who's thinking about other things while they're learning. Harei zechas v'shoem zalzel b'kvoid Hashem. You're being misalzel and kovet shamay. Lemosh chas v'shom, chas v'shom, ain't a kedai lo lavod. I don't have to work on this. The tzamtein esmechecha to rein in your mind, to hold it together, to focus. V'lahamik medivrei eisha mayla elon. This is important. We have to focus now. You know what I mean? A person was like learning how to fly a plane. So he's getting instructions. So he's like spacing out his instructions. He's like, listen, buddy. You're going to die if you don't listen. Like you're going to rein it in. You know what I mean? Even people that have problems concentrating. When it's really important, you rein it in. Everyone can do that. Everyone knows how to do that. Everyone knows. When it's important, we listen. So if a person's not doing that when he's learning, because, it's another page in the book. So what? Who cares? I'm here, right? So showed up. Person's kilo being mezalzel. This is not important. It's not going to work. Have kavana in your tefillah, everything you can. Even it's hard to talk about, to think about the meaning of all the words in every tefillah. At least remember you're standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're standing in front of Hashem, the King of all Kings. Do everything you need to do. Eat, drink, sleep. Also have a good time with your friends. Chaverim toivim, loim de Torah, misnagim de Hashem.
You have to pick good friends. But you can have a good time with your friends. He's not saying don't have a good time. Everything should be done properly. And from now, if what we've said up until now went into your heart and you're listening, and you want to listen further, you want to hear? You want me to tell you how to connect with the Torah? You want me to tell you how to advance, how to move forward? If you are saying, I'm looking for it, I'm hungry, I want to know, I want to listen, I want to do this, we can hope. In the end, you're going to get there. It's not going to be today, tomorrow maybe, but you're going to get there. Ela matzav asher alecha yoyma Hashem. You will get to a place where Hashem will say about you, Ben Yakir Ata Li, you are my precious child. Yelet Shashuim. Ki midei davriboy, zachor eskirenu oid, rachim arachamenu. When I speak about him, I remember him and I have compassion on him because he's my precious child. Kadosh Baruch Hu's people. We could do it. He's got the formula. He said, I got it. It's here. You just got to want it. Just got to listen. It's a shambling other. Continue next week.